Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We have joining us now the man who calls himself a king at times to help us along with the conversation as far as the Knicks and their head coaching search goes. Craig Carton,
what's
who's
up?
Hanging around here. How are you, Craigie?
I'm doing fantastic. What a great run the Knicks gave us. We should all be grateful
to
get into the Eastern Conference Finals.
So, BT, let's spin it forward here with Craigie, who's got some insight. You were boys with Dolan for a long time. I don't know if you still are
or
not.
Yeah, he's a dear friend.
Okay, so what do you think? I have not heard your thoughts on this as far as who made the decision ultimately.
Rose made the decision, my opinion. And that doesn't come from Dolan, just my opinion on how things I know have worked here for the last 3, 4, 5 years, he has given, obviously he's the owner, but he has allowed Leon Rose and World Wide West to make every major decision. They go to him. I can also tell you that there was a falling out a year and a half ago between Leon Rose and Tom Thibodeau, where they'd have meetings and Thibodeau wouldn't pay any mind to what Leon had to say. And there was a real kind of a schism where Leon bills it and then Thibodeau has to coach it. And Thibodeau didn't want advice on how to coach it. And that goes back before this year.
Yeah.
So this is not like low-hanging fruit.
Well,
like,
why extend
this him? Happened in May.
Why extend him?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Gave him $30 million extension.
Look, he brought a certain level of competency and success, not the level of success we're all hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't argue the first couple years here. You know, you went to the playoffs 3 out of the first 4, 4 out of 5 now. And that was worthy of an extension. Plus, even though they had a bit of a falling out, a basketball falling out, the families are very close. Leon obviously represented him for a long time. He wasn't going to do wrong by him. But like I was just saying to the guys in there, if the Knicks lost to the Pistons, you firing him?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Like no wavering at all.
Yep.
The Celtics series was kind of interesting. Down 20. Tatum gets hurt up 13 late. Mm. Probably win that game anywhere. Anyway. But are we going to keep him because he beat the Celtics with a hurt Tatum in Game 6?
No. To me,
you then what are we crying about?
No, I'm not. I think what has us worried or, you know, aware that there's a possibility that there's an element of dysfunction that's crept into the Knicks now that we haven't seen for a while. I think Tom Thibodeau is a very good coach. I don't think he's great. I don't think he'll ever be great based on some basketball reasons that I've said I've said for a while. I think that it's fair to look at the situation now and say, well, even though you just said that you think it's Leon Rose, I get that. Did Dolan intervene at all? What is the plan? It seems a little scattered. Let's try to trade for Kidd. What's Jay Wright doing? What's this guy?
Yeah.
It just seems scattered. Yeah, and that's got Knicks fans worried.
I get it. But also, none of that comes from the Knicks.
Well, nothing comes from the Knicks because they don't say anything.
But that's people who think they're in the know saying, I think the Knicks because it makes sense to Jay Wright. It makes sense to all of us, right? He coached a lot of the guys.
Yeah, that was never
He was successful. Jay Wright was never an option. They didn't make Jay Wright an offer. He said no to it. I think Hurley is an option, which we can get to in a second. Like yesterday, they go, oh, Patino's not going to coach the Knicks. Who said he was?
Yeah. He told us he was. I knew that wasn't happening.
Yeah, of course. We all knew he wasn't going to coach them. Like, do you want Budenholzer? I don't
know.
Do you want the old retreads over and over again?
Right, but that's why when you're saying who's crying or why are we crying, because Tom Thibodeau did something, no coach, and Craigie, they had Hall of Fame guys in here, first-time guys, well-respected guys. They couldn't get it right once.
Yeah, but they also didn't have the talent they currently have. And my beef with Thibodeau is the same beef they had in Minnesota, the same beef they had in Chicago. He's the right guy to start the process of turning it around.
Yeah.
Because he's a taskmaster. He believes in veterans, not young
guys.
All that stuff, right? Yeah, that's got a shelf life. And it ain't a long shelf life, which is why he's had so many jobs. Look, he's a phenomenal basketball coach. I don't take anything away from him. And he brought us to the brink of getting to an NBA final. And 25 years without an Eastern Conference final. And deserves a lot of platitudes for that. I never thought he was the guy that was going to win a title here.
Yeah.
And my biggest beef with the Knicks this year is that when you look at the players, and look, Karl-Anthony Towns was a disappointment. Had a couple great quarters, but overall disappointment. If you look at the Knicks individually, they're a damn good basketball team, but they never became a team.
Yeah.
right, so
and that's my gripe with them, that a bunch of really good individual players, not a great team, and they got exposed defensively.
Fair enough, but he had one year.
And he's a defensive coach.
But he had one year.
He had 5 years.
No. 1 year with this group, bringing in Carl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges. That's a lot to ask in 1 year to turn around to a championship level when they got 6 wins from winning the championship.
I know.
And now they're saying the singular focus on winning a championship. Okay, who's that guy?
For me, it's Danny Hurley. Danny Hurley is the guy, and I don't think you'd get the same histrionics on the sideline at the pro level that you'd get. You'd get some of it.
I mean, not the same. But not coach without turning.
Look,
into
I may be dead wrong on this and totally out of board on this. Danny Hurley's arguably the greatest coach living today in the world of basketball, and he's already got the 2 titles. The NIL stuff's out of control. Mm-hmm. If I'm Danny Hurley, and I could promise my wife, who's an East Coast gal, that the family stays on the East Coast.
That was the issue with the Lakers?
That was part of it.
Big issue.
That was
not
part of it.
Big issue, though.
Now, she had apparently said, I'm in, because it's, I love you, it's your chosen career. She wants to be in the East Coast. He wants to be in the East Coast. If he can be, obviously, the legendary dad and all the stuff, you know, Duke and all that stuff that, you know, we've talked about forever. But if you can get Danny Hurley, you sign him and give him whatever he wants.
I couldn't disagree more. Yeah. On that last part, everything else, I'm with you. He's brilliant. His mind is beyond fertile. See, here's the issue with Danny. If you hire Danny Hurley, you're hiring Danny Hurley. I mean, for all the good and all the bad and everything that he is.
You've got to let him be him.
And if you bring him here and with the hope or the expectation or the edict that, hey, we got to tone things down a little bit, then he's not Danny Hurley. And now you're not paying for what you hired. And I don't think that, and maybe this is unfair to Danny, I don't think that he's capable of coaching a game without being so intense.
I guess what I'm getting at
is, and that's not working in the NBA.
The way you coach, even though the kids are making a lot of money these days, the way you coach a 19-year-old, I don't care if he's making $1 million or not, is a lot different than the way you coach a 30-year-old.
That's what I'm saying, 100%.
And I think, while he'll be the same with the refs, and he'll be crazy and yell and scream at refs, I don't think he'll be the same with 28 to 32-year-old veterans. But I do think, and again, none of us are in the private meetings, obviously. You think Danny Hurley was going to tolerate some of Carl Anthony Towns' crap this year?
No.
You don't think he would have been all in think, that dude?
Yeah.
You think Tibbs didn't want to do that? Like, could he have?
I don't know. But I tell you what, and again, I could be way off.
Yeah. I don't even think they're going to extend him at all for Danny. No, I really don't.
Well, how about this aspect of it? What about Jalen Brunson and then Rick Brunson? Danny Hurley doesn't seem like the type to me that's going to deal with Rick Brunson being patrolling that bench.
Yeah, but I like Rick Brunson a lot. I think Rick Brunson, look, we know why he's here, obviously. But Rick Brunson.
He's a good coach.
Well, look, I think Rick played, obviously. His son's the captain of the Knicks.
Yeah. And he was here before his son, by the way.
And he's a Tibbs type of guy, but look, do I care who the second, third, and fourth assistant is on any team? I don't. I really don't.
But if it means upsetting your superstar player.
So they're not going to fire Rick Brunson. I mean, they fired Tibbs. That's a Brunson guy. Brunson loved Tibbs, right? So we're told.
Yeah, but Tibbs isn't his dad.
Right.
That's a
little
different.
So to me, whoever comes in, my gut is Rick is a part of the coaching staff.
But that's, you can't have that.
We've never cared about who the second, third, fourth, fifth assistants are.
We might not care, but if
who
there's
does?
A, no, I really don't care that much, unless there's like a family dynamic, which makes this interesting. But the new coach might care if Rick Brunson shut down his throat.
Well, but we don't know what's
Rick's got a pretty strong presence, Craig. You know that.
He was first guy up after every time out.
Yeah.
But what is Rick doing in practices that a coach would be like, I can't have that.
Forget Rick. So you think Danny Hurley would be okay with not having to hire his own staff?
I think you bring in your own staff and Rick Brunson's name comes up and it might be, is it important to my best player? Then Rick's got a spot here. You know? By the way, one of the reasons Jalen may have taken $100 million less is my dad's got a job here. No one ever thought of that?
I got to tell you, I'm going to tell you what's so interesting. Like, and it's not happening, but if Rick was like 5 years younger, I think everybody's saying Rick should get the job. He's just a little bit too old at this point.
He hasn't been a head coach
and I
anywhere.
Asked him. He's like, I can't have that energy every night. I'm coaching every screen. Like he's into it.
Yeah, I don't think Rick's an issue, one way or the other.
I'm talking about Rick Pitino.
Oh,
if Rick Pitino was younger,
if he were 10 years younger,
imagine. And it would be this. Look, it would be the story every day.
How about you
win a title?
How about we get to a Final Four at St. John's before worry about winning a title with the
Knicks? Dude, the fact that they won a game in the tournament, yeah, seems like it may as well cut down.
And I tell you something right now. You better win a couple games this year in the tournament.
Don't worry, buddy. We're coming.
You got the best recruit. It sucked.
You guys going to get to the NIT this year?
No, probably not. Adrian Autry. But we got Melo's kids, so you never know.
Yeah,
Craigie saying Dan Hurley, clearly the best coach that's living right now. That's a little shot of your
Boy. Look, they don't like each other. They respect each other. They do not like each other.
No.
And imagine if Danny could do what Rick couldn't do.
Well, that's a little one up there on the robbery.
Get the Knickerbockers a title.
And Rick even said, too, Rick did say, he's like, you know, he's like, they've got more plays. This will back up what you're saying about Hurley. And I do think he's among the most brilliant minds.
He's a basketball
genius. He's a savant. There's no doubt. And I thought for a while he could be his own worst enemy. As long as he controls himself, there's nobody
temper,
that can stop
ego,
him.
Sure, why not?
But Rick said, he's like, nobody's got more plays than this guy. He's like, when I play UConn, I've got to prepare for 20, 25, 30 more sets than any other coach in college basketball. Like, the playbook, is, the depth
Plus,
of
remember
it
this.
Is ridiculous.
With Rick's great recruiting class, which I guess is number one or two.
Number one.
Number one, there you go. If I'm you got Mike Rapoli on crypto.
I saw him at Belmont, by the way.
He had five horses.
Hey, can you stop taking pictures with Francesa? Enough.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What'd you call him, the Godfather?
Relax.
Relax.
I show respect and loyalty to the legend.
Relax. He's the guy who said you'd never make it on the Fan. Let's not forget that. Yeah, your guy, the Godfather.
Craig's buddy, Mike Francesa.
He said, built this place.
As a producer, Sal would be pretty good as a host. No, not. His words, not mine.
Oh, boy.
How was Saratoga for the Belmont?
It was great. What? What do you mean? What? You never go?
No.
You never been to Saratoga?
I've been there, yeah. But Sovereignty, you got to run the Preakness. What are you doing? What are
I know. I was asking people who actually know about horse. Like, I like going to the
I know
the
nothing
event.
About the horse
Doesn't
game.
Someone tell
nothing.
The horse, get your ass in that race?
Yeah,
you don't
I know.
Talk to horses
it,
like that? Your buddy did.
It would have been.
Remember when your buddy said he interviewed Secretariat?
I don't recall that, no.
Is that a real story?
Is Hurley realistic, or that's just who you want?
He's not getting hired by the Knicks.
I haven't heard anybody say no yet. Him.
So
Danny basically said
Danny
no.
said, I don't want to go through what I went through last year. Public courting, the cross-country travel.
He's not coaching the Knicks.
He probably isn't. But no one has said no.
Knicks fans for Hurley.
By the way, who says no to Hurley? Like, why wouldn't you hire Hurley unless you think that you can't, like Leon thinks, once I hire him, I'm giving up kind of control of the franchise.
Power, you can't
or
hire
Wes may not like him. I don't know.
You can't hire
him. He's the best available coach in the country.
He's a great coach. But I think he's a great college coach. So let me throw another name at you here.
Go.
And it's been shot down forever. I don't know. I know why he doesn't have
George
a job.
Carl?
No, God, George Carl's out of his mind.
Man, you just name him coaches he actually knows.
Yeah,
and his top assistant is going to be Carmelo. I know it's not going to happen, but... How do you not, and this is almost a low-hanging fruit, how do you not have a conversation with Mark Jackson?
Because
I know the reason.
You know the reason.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I know the reason.
Let's not,
there you go.
ABT.
Mark Jackson will never be the New York Knicks head coach.
I don't think he'll ever coach anyone
Part
in the NBA.
Part of it's because he kind of went crazy.
Yeah, no, I know.
Quite famously went crazy.
I know.
And that'll never happen.
Yeah. But if
Charles Oakley's got a better shot of being the Knicks head coach than Mark Jackson.
Ron Artest was putting his name out there. You see that video with Ron the other day?
Was.
Oh, God. Okay,
every guy on the podcast wants to be the coach.
If you can get past which most won't and can, the stuff with Mark Jackson, you can make the case he would be the best candidate.
Look, he had some success out west.
Some success.
Yeah, I mean.
And he was like Buck. I mean, he built the team up and then Steve won and Steve Kerr won.
Yeah, and you know why Steve Kerr didn't take the Nick job? Because it was offered to him.
Like Steve Kerr's a loser.
You know why he didn't take it? Two words. Marv Albert.
Get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't like Marv? That's
no.
Why?
Marv told him not to take the job.
Oh, okay.
He goes, you'll hate it here. Don't take the job. That was before Marv was welcomed back at the Garden.
Yeah.
Which I thought was awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
Great to see him there.
Yeah. And then Steve
Marv Albert told Steve Kerr, because the job was offered to him, do not take that job. You'll regret it.
And then Kerr said tomorrow, so I should take
this. And then Kerr's like, you know, I'm a lousy coach anyway. I just sit around and watch Steph Curry make threes. It's a pretty good idea.
Kerr said, should I take the Warriors job? Marv said.
Yes.
There you go. Set me up. By the way, that was a horrendous job before then. That was a horrible job back. The arena was dilapidated. The franchise stunk.
Yeah. And now it's worth it's worth more than the Knicks.
I don't think their valuation's higher than
that. What happened?
I don't think it's real, but it is.
What happened with Malone? You guys do more national basketball on your show, no? With the Nuggets,
yeah,
Michael Malone?
He's never been on their list.
You have any?
I don't know if anything happened or if there's some disconnect with him and Leon. Yeah. Not that I know, but I was told he was never an option. Yeah, and I'm glad about that.
He probably should have won more with Jokic. Now you get the best player in the world.
Yeah, look, he won one, but it didn't help him that Edelman, whatever, got to a game 7 against the Thunder.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, it didn't
barely
look great
coaching,
for
him. Right?
Yeah.
Well, you love hoops. I like when the hoops, the happy hoops comes out in Craigie.
I like talking about it. You can't talk it anywhere. You know? Like, I'm surprised you're still talking after the Yankees lost 2 out of 3 to the Red Sox.
No, the Knicks are the story.
Yankees are broken.
No, stop. No reaction on this show.
Soto's flipping bottles because he's bored.
He's happy because the bottle flipped you in one
shot.
He
got on base 6 times yesterday.
I'm waiting. I have not heard you guys say because I was doing the responsible gaming show, so I apologize.
Uh-huh.
But I'd be shocked if Sally Boy over here has not said what I know is coming because my son's saying it. A win away from having a bigger lead over second place than the Yankees have?
He didn't say that.
No.
He did not say that.
Yeah. That's coming.
To his credit, he focused on the Mets' success and just barely dipped his toe in the Yankee Red Sox pool.
Yeah, you are. All day you worry about the Yankees.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah. That's what you worry all day.
How many, just talk about the national show here. You're having fun with it still, right?
Huh?
You still have a phone? How do you talk about football?
Is Michelle Beadle coming back? You bringing her back?
How do you talk so much football?
I'm not sure Michelle's working anywhere. Yeah.
Don't you get bored talking some of the football? Some of the football.
I know. I don't like the fact, and I'm pretty open about it on the show. Like, if Micah Parsons farts, do I have to, is that like breaking news?
Only if it happens on his podcast.
Like, and by the way, to be fair to Fox, and not just Fox, all of them, for a long time, the Cowboys were the most important football story, 24/7, 365. But I just don't feel like they are anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you haven't been to an NFC championship game in a quarter century.
Yeah.
Why are you the lead story?
Yep.
You know, you're not in my world. So when they bring it up, I just mock it and do my thing.
Rodgers, a bigger talking
point. Rodgers, well, look, Rodgers, now that he's back, he was 2 days of stories, and now that's it. Right, but it'll be a story, Steelers Jets week one.
Yep.
Right? Yeah.
The Steelers now play the Packers, the Vikings, the Lions. Right? That's going to be a story when he's going up against the Packers in Green Bay. That's not a story. Like, now the question is, they got him for $13 million.
Cheap.
Is that a steal?
Yes.
Or do they know something we don't know?
I think he'd go up to like 19 or 20, I read.
19's the max, right?
19's the max.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be okay.
Yeah, he wanted to play.
Well, the last 9 games were a lot different than the first 8.
He played better, but he was also 0-for-5 with the ball in his hands.
I know.
And a one-score game.
I know.
Fourth quarter.
With the Jets.
And by the way, the Jets' offensive talent's better than the Steelers.
Yeah, but the Jets' offensive scheme was a disaster. It was
so
unimaginative.
Mark Schlereth,
it was
who
awful.
I do the show with, was telling me, hey, he obviously won 3 Super Bowls, left guard, right?
Mm-hmm.
That he talked to a lot of Jets coaches throughout the year and has some insight that maybe we don't get, and certainly from a coaching standpoint, may not even understand, that the Jets' scheme to try to run the ball wasn't even at a high school level. It was the most incompetent thing that guys like him, who I trust him more than anyone when it comes to line play and all that kind of stuff,
sure.
That the Jets' plan for how to run the football wouldn't pass for a New Jersey high school.
So, certainly not against the good ones. You're not beating Bosco.
And Aaron will tell you that also.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, I'm not surprised at that.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised at that. It's one thing to just not have a good team. Another thing to have a scheme that is so basic and simplistic that it's embarrassing.
Like wouldn't pass in high school.
In what way? Based on
Like, you don't know if the ball's blown up or stuff.
Oh, my God almighty.
Like, Aaron apparently a lot of times is like, how is this the plan to run the ball?
Yeah.
We have a really good running back.
Their stable is pretty interesting. 3 guys.
And they're ideology for how to run block was like Stone Age.
I think they're going to run it I think they're going to try to run the ball 30, 35 times this year. 22 to 24 with their running backs. And you know Fields is taking off 7, 8, 9 times
a game. Well, he's better running than throwing.
Well, I understand. That's true.
Like, people keep asking me, like, knowing I'm a Jet fan, what do you think about Fields? I'm like, he's a great slot receiver.
You're a Jet fan?
Shockingly.
I didn't know that. Yes. I thought you unveiled the balloons. It was blue and red for the
Giants. No, now because the Mets and Yankees are both good, I get asked all the time, where's the loyalties?
And?
Well, I mean, the Yankees just gave me box tickets to the Red Sox series, so I can tell you where that's at.
You doing any Yankee games this summer?
I'd like to.
Are you doing any?
I mean, if Sims keeps taking days off, I might step right in.
Man, the guy's been doing it 3 months. Boomer's getting on him. You're getting on him.
Yeah, I happen to agree with Boomer on that one.
Oh, yeah?
Like, you're replacing a guy that never took a day off. I mean, if you get sick, I know you laryngitis for the Subway Series. Look, we've all been there. Mm-hmm. And you don't embarrass yourself and have no voice, so right. I get that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, days off?
Oh, I'm not touching that.
Dude, I don't know. I get 6 weeks off. I've taken 2 days in 3 years at Fox.
I just have really?
Here. I used to get 6 weeks off here. I would take 2 weeks.
That's
like,
it?
Yeah. Work, man. Well, how about you?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, you weren't working three different jobs.
I mean, half the time
dog.
I see your social media, you're in the hospital, you're in Saratoga.
How about the self-pity pictures in the hospital, too? Look at me. I got my hair net on with no hair.
Like, you're having a nose job. No one feels bad for you. Like,
all right, Craigie, thanks for stopping by.
Always good to see you.
The Mike Francesa Peace. Studios. We appreciate you stopping by the Mike Francesa Studios.
Where does it say that?
In case you forgot, Craigie.
No, hang on a sec.
In case you forgot.
Where does it say that?
Yeah, because I heard your boy, everybody. Governor Christie, ripped that thing down.
That plaque's missing.
It's going to be put back up
Governor Christie has it. Yes, it's in his house.
You got to watch it. You know, somebody scribbles out that little autograph you left us years ago. Man, you might have the same fate there, Craigie.
Oh, look, Boomer and Phil. Yeah, didn't get tired of that yet.
In our studio.
Knicks fans for Hurley.
Hire Dan Hurley.
Not happening. Stop.
All right. Thank you, Craigie. Always a pleasure seeing you.
First up, though, the meat of the order for the Yankees last night, 2-3-4-5. Well, once again, no surprise, led by number 99. Judge was 3-for-4 with 3 runs, 4 ribbies, Belly and Goldschmidt, a hit apiece. Jazz Chisholm, he contributed an RBI. Yanks coming up short. Meat of the order, though, doing their part. And when you're looking for the meat for your order, choose Boar's Head. Committed to craft since 1905.
All right, BT, 888-808-1019, the number to call. You know, Judge, we talked about Alonzo earlier. And I know we've said this before with Judge. He's so good. Yeah. You know, here's what I will say about Judge. There were comparisons, and still are, I guess, by some, but years ago, when Ohtani was pitching, that he was the modern-day Babe Ruth, which I thought were absurd. I'm like, how disrespectful to Babe Ruth, maybe the greatest to ever do it. You're comparing Shohei Ohtani to Babe Ruth? Okay, give me a break. And I stand by that. But Aaron Judge is actually the modern-day Babe Ruth. Those are more realistic comparisons to me to compare Judge to what he's done. Every game, the guy's hitting home runs left and right. He's hitting 400. We talk about Alonso hitting 300. Judge hitting 400 and just mashing. If you make a mistake or throw him a pitch to hit, he is going to hammer it. Not only that, he's a terrific outfielder. I know the World Series or the postseason. Yeah, okay, great. Nobody's perfect. He'll eventually break through in one of these postseasons. You have to hope if you're a Yankees fan or an Aaron Judge supporter, but you could bring up Babe Ruth with him, and it doesn't sound far-fetched to me where it did with Ohtani.
Well, it's amazing to me how Aaron Judge has refined his approach. That's what really jumps out to me, which does put him in the kind of category that you're throwing out there. Plus, he's always had just massive sheer strength and tools that really very few other players, and really in the history of baseball, given his size, have had. But Aaron Judge has worked, I can't imagine, I don't even know. But I know it's crazy. The work he's put in to be the kind of hitter he is now, I don't mean home runs. I mean, he's not going to hit 390. He's not going to hit 380, I don't even think. But he has turned himself into a legitimate 320, 325 hitter the last couple of years. And with the holes in his swing, like, yeah, it works both ways, guys. When you have long levers, when you connect, it's advantage you. When you have long levers and your swing is a little out of whack, you got a lot more to fix. So he is a student of the game. It's amazing to watch.
You know, it's a great point that you bring up. He's somebody that's gotten better every single year and learned. I remember when he was first coming up, I was like, oh, he strikes out too much.
No, he did.
He's going to play.
Ton.
Yeah, and look at the improvements that the guy has made. He has been unbelievable. He's hitting 390, 400 hitter. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Back to the Knicks conversation about the next head coach. Alex is in East Quag. What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys, now that Tibbs is gone, I can move on to ripping Boone. Not today. By the way, on Ohtani and the Babe Ruth thing, I mean, I got to have to explain this, but the only reason they brought it up, and it is hyperbole, is because Babe Ruth was also a dominant pitcher. That's the only reason. Yeah, okay. I want to take issue with what – I want to make a point about the Knicks, my opinion, that's going to get me a load of grief. And I am a 60-year Knicks fan. I bleed orange and blue. I watch every game.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to – this squad is not going to win a championship no matter who they bring in for a while. And one of the reasons why, and you can kill me for this, is because they have an undersized shooting guard playing point guard. God bless him. He's Mr. Clutch. Brunson, I mean, it's a treasure to watch this guy and compete and do what he does. But forget about the fact he's the worst defensive guard in the league. Your point guard works off of isolation. He works off of contact. You can't even move him to shooting guard and bring in a real point guard because he doesn't work coming off the screens. He has to work off of backing into his opponent and doing his amazing move.
Mm-hmm.
Takes too much time, but he's not a traditional shooting guard, even if you move him to shooting guard. That's a problem a lot of teams would like to have, but in the bigger picture, and painting yourself into a corner with the Bridges trade, with no draft picks, with Kat, who nobody wants to pick him up in his salary now after what happened. You know, they barely got by Detroit.
They didn't barely get by Detroit. Alex, you got to give him some credit here. For all those things that you're saying, okay. And I'm not disagreeing necessarily. I've said this for a while now, that if the Knicks fail to win a championship, it's not going to be because of the head coach. It's going to be because their stars aren't good enough. However, hold on. With all that being said, they got to within 6 wins of winning it all. So you can't make it like it's an impossibility.
Well, first of all, if you look objectively at the Detroit series, what, the 6 of the games were decided by 2 points, and they were going in. They should have destroyed Detroit. Watch out for Detroit in the years to come, by the way. The Eastern Conference gets tougher and tougher. I'm a realist. I want to love the Knicks as much as possible. I do. I love the franchise. I love the game. I'm a realist when I look at this team. You know how I felt about Tibbs. So it goes beyond the coaching. Obviously, it's the team. I believe they did the right thing in getting rid of Tibbs.
Yeah.
But I'm being a realist when I say you hitched your wagon to a couple of different things here. And as much as Brunson is all world, you know, I just have that feeling in the back of my head that with him as the focal point in the point guard position, you're going to have trouble going forward besides a lot of the other things. Thanks for the time, guys.
You're welcome, Alex. Always good talking shop with you here. You know, it's interesting here, and I'm going to kind of position a little differently. So it's been about Tom Thibodeau. It's been about depth or lack thereof or improper usage of whatever depth they did have. It's been about 2 stars. You were on this early. I give you credit here. 2 stars, you know, can you win a championship? Are the 2 stars good enough? They don't complement each other well enough. Let's strip all that away. Forget about Thibs, Benj, Cat for now. Let's just focus on Brunson. Have we learned enough? I'm asking. I'm legit. I'm not sure. Is there enough intel that his style as the best player on the team and his deficiencies is going to be a roadblock for a championship?
The way that I would put it is that I believe they very easily could have beaten the Indiana Pacers. If game 1 didn't go the way that it did, which to me was an aberration, I don't care what they did in game 1 of the finals, the Knicks should have never lost that game. And if they won that game, I believe they would have been in the NBA finals. So if it's good enough to get to the NBA finals, I do believe that with a little bit of luck, and the right pieces around him, maybe the right coach, then yeah, I mean, it's got to come together perfectly to win a championship. Think about it. Jokic is maybe the best player in the world, right? His side, he only won one, so it's not like everybody else is going winning it. Look at Allen Iverson. We compare him to Iverson. Well, what did he win? He didn't win a championship. So I would take my chances with Brunson because what we know about him has already taken us almost as far as we can go, and I would bet on him closing that 6-win gap.
Yeah.
At some point. If you don't, it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen, but I'm not ready to move on from that.
No, neither am I.
You think like that, it's not going to be good enough.
Just curious. I'm with you. Like, if he didn't have a penchant for making big shots,
yeah,
disappearing down the clutch, or even a reluctance to take big shots, that's part of the equation. Number one, you got to have the chops to let it fly. Number two, you got to make them, and that defines who you are. And he obviously is an A+, not afraid to take them, makes a ton, most clutch player in the NBA. So I'm with you, but it really does come down to I think you've got less wiggle room in building out the roster around him than maybe other superstars, because I do think that some of his deficiencies are fatal. And when you can just be an opposing coach and say, they're superstar, we're going to target you all night and we're going to wear you down and come at you and destroy you defensively because you can't stop anybody, that's not the best thing, but you gotta rework the rest of the roster, and I think they can win with him. I'm with you on that. So something caught my eye over the weekend, and, you know, I don't want to take it too seriously, but Yankees owe me an apology. They owe me an apology.
Hmm.
There owe me something.
You're Yankees. And it's not for losing two out of three to the Red Sox.
No, it's not. Okay. It's not for their performance on the field, which up until this weekend has been fantastic. Hmm. So I'm scrolling through social media the other night.
Yeah.
And I see on the Yankees verified account a split two screenshot of Anthony Volpe with great plate extension, rocking one to right field, home run, right? And then I'm like, hey, and I knew that he went yard, but I'm like, nice to see the picture. And then right above the two pictures as they split evenly down the middle, it says, with no quotes or no musical little emoji, it just says, when the bat meets the ball and goes over the wall, that's a Volpe. Hmm. And then they got the little, Tommy Cutlets thing, the emoji that bothers some Italians.
The hand gesture. I think it's funny. Yeah, I think it's stupid. But
so, whatever. I do too. We all know where this started.
Yeah, because I feel like I've heard that before.
Because they're getting too comfortable now ripping me off. They did it before. I let it slide. Second time, I got stuck in here a little more serious about this. Because it started when you said, when I was getting ready to do the games.
What would be your home run call?
Yeah. And by the way, you asked me two players. You said Volpe and Verdugo.
Right.
And the whole Verdugo, how do you do? Right, Verdugo right. does
that
it.
That one was the one that blew up.
Yes. But the
meaning like the morning show replayed that
they
one?
They did.
Yeah,
okay. They absolutely did. And then the one with Volpe was... I just came up with it. You know, when the bat is the ball and goes over the wall, that's a Volper.
Right, right.
So
I remember you.
I need to understand what's going on with the Yankees here.
Copyright infringements?
I think at the very least it's poor taste on their part.
All right, so what are you going to need in return?
How about a couple of more games in the booth? I'm not going to ask for much.
What about like a signed Judge ball for young Colt, who, by the way, congrats to Colt hitting his first home run, first and second home runs over the fence this week. You sent me the video.
He had a lot of fun. That was cool. Thank
you, man. It means a lot.
He's been dying to trot. Yeah, yeah.
How about a Judge autographed ball or a bat?
Well, I got to be honest here. No, I mean, I'm not looking to make my son's life better. I'm looking at I'm the one who can't. He didn't do anything.
Okay, so this is about
I give
you.
Him enough.
Right.
The bats are $400 alone.
I understand.
I'm not going to get him a Judge ball because Daddy came up with something creative and the Yankees aren't doing the right thing and giving me credit.
What about reaching out to our friend Booney, maybe having you suit up as like the Bat Boy for a night?
Batman? Batman. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to take this too far and I don't want to come across as that guy.
Yeah.
But again, the first time I looked the other way, I really ignored it. I really ignored it. You know, they are, number one, I am a Yankee fan. Number two, we have an amazing business relationship with the New York Yankees.
Now,
I would imagine that one of the great entities in all of sport would be able to dole out some praise when it's required.
Did it cross your mind at all that just maybe maybe.
What?
Somebody also came up with that home run call. It wasn't just you or that they heard you talking about it, that maybe somebody else came. Okay.
Why would that happen? No, are you being facetious? Like, you really what, you think somebody was in the tickets all in the ticket office? Yeah, Yankees. All right, this. Yeah, sure. Hold on. One second. We get your credit card info. And then somebody just humming the words, or when the bat meets the ball that goes over the wall, that's a Volpe? You think the guys cutting the grass are doing that?
Maybe.
Who the hell's doing that?
Let's see what John in Massapequa Park has to say about this. John?
Hey, guys. Hey, BT, I was listening when a caller called up and said the exact song, and you changed one word on it and claimed it as your own.
What show did he call?
He called your show.
I don't recall.
I don't remember that. And what word did
I remember it because it burned me up that you claimed it as your own when it wasn't your own. And then when someone finally called in and said, oh, no, the guy who actually did it called in and said, oh, that was my line. And you go, oh, yeah, but I changed it one word.
What word did I change?
I don't remember exactly, but I think this was back when you were with Tiki.
Oh, that's a technicality. I don't remember the Tiki days.
Yeah. Thank you for the cold shot.
This is PT. This is post Tiki. Yeah,
that was all BS before Sal. Anything that happened before, that's what I tell my wife. All the relationships you had before were all BS before Sal.
You know what the best part is, though? And I don't really jump into this too much, but when you actually look at their post and you read the comments, before I even chimed in, and all I wrote was I subtweeted what they wrote, and I wrote, wait a sec, ... with the thought emoji, But when you actually go to their post, got to leap people coming to my aid.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're ripping BT off, frauds, you heard another fan, what are you doing?
So are you
copyright infringement?
Are you ripping? I don't recall the caller. He says it was Tiki, so obviously I would not recall that. You recall this at all?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. And even if I did recall it, which I don't, the fact that, allegedly I changed wording, it's different. So maybe semantics and technicality, but I do not recall.
I'm going to join you here because I did see something on social media the other day, and I forget whose account it was. I don't know if it was the Mets account or maybe it was SNY Mets, and it said something like, in quotes, whispers, Pete Alonso.
Now they're biting off this with the Soto stuff.
Soto. I don't recall anybody whispering prior to me whispering the Soto thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be like somebody stealing the King Cohen. They're like,
a lot of people take stuff from the show.
Hey. I mean, come on, you got to give credit where credit is due.
You have it.
Yeah, I just want some credit.
Eventually we can turn that credit into something else, but we can start with credit.
Yeah.
You can't monetize credit, but if you get credit, then you can find a way to monetize it.
No, it's all these guys suck, they're awful, and then they steal our bitch.
I know.
They steal our things.
Everything that's good, they steal. These uncreative, unimaginative trolls.
Joey's in Westchester. I want to talk about Aaron Judge. What's up, Joey?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Joey?
So I heard you guys briefly mention Judge's, like, development over the years, and I just wanted to bring up his swing trainer and his philosophy. I don't know if you guys read that article on The Athletic about him a year ago. His name is Richard Skenk.
Richard what?
Essentially his...
Richard Skenk? Just the bride. Mr. and Mrs. Skenk.
But essentially his philosophy... Yeah, no, I'm sorry to...
No, it's all good. I don't know the man. I'm just messing
around. I'm pretty sure that's how you say his name.
Okay.
Looks like it's Schenck, maybe. S-C-H-E-N-K-S-E-K. Richard Schenck?
That's a little bit better.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry about that. But essentially the philosophy is that the hitter needs to be ready at, like, pitch release. And you'll notice, like, his guys, like Judge and Terry Carpenter in Detroit, they're ready to launch before the pitch comes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that, it's hard to kind of say in the moment, but if you watch, like, these swings, you'll notice, like, the back leg that he sits on. I know BT probably loves this type of
thing. Oh, I do. Sal's taking a nap as you go through this.
I fell asleep.
Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. Well, sorry. The back leg coils and then the snap through the swing. Mm. I don't know. Have you noticed this, like, with Judge over the years in the development, or... Is this just something, like, you guys don't care about
I definitely care, and thanks for the call. Listen, he's done something. I did not read the article. Apparently, they pointed out some things that he tightened up, and, You know, I just remember whether it's attributable to a load or a launch or hanging on the back leg, whatever. I'll let hitting coaches decide for that. Though I do want to get my hands on this article. It's very clear because we all remember this. I think where Aaron Judge really went to school as a professional hitter is when Max Scherzer tied him up in knots with that outside slider a couple of years ago during the Subway Series. There was a hole in his swing. It was exploited regularly. And he's like, that to me was an awakening within for him where he's like, I am too vulnerable. I've got to fix this. And he did. I just don't know how.
Yeah, I'm reading some of this stuff right now, trying to piece it together. So it's Richard, S-C-H-E-N-C-K.
S-C-H-N-E-S-C-H.
E-N-C-K. How would you say that?
Shenick?
Yeah, I don't know.
Shenick or Schenck?
I would not think.
No, Schenck. Schenck.
Maybe it is Schenck. Anyway,
Schenck.
So the quick AI overview. He's been working with Judge since his rookie season. He's known as Teacher Man, specializes in hitting mechanics, and he's been instrumental in Judge's success, particularly during his MVP season.
Mm-hmm.
His work with Judge includes addressing swing mechanics and helping him maintain peak performance. There was an issue, and I feel like I remember this as I, you know, did a quick Google.
Yep.
He did Schenck, or however you say his name. What is it? How do you?
I'm going to say Schenck.
Okay, Schenck. There you go. He criticized the Yankees on social media last July. He said they've lost 13 out of 18 while he's hitting like an MVP. Yankees offensive player development is terrible. And then Judge had to address it, basically saying, like, that's, I didn't say those comments. He did. He's on, yeah, something like that. This is on Sports Illustrated. Anyway, could look more into that. Sure. I don't care what the reason is. Hitting coaches, whatever it may be. I'm just watching the best player that I've ever seen. And I don't think it's crazy when you say Babe Ruth, because every time the guy does something, multi-home run games, Babe Ruth. You know, batting average, home runs at a certain age, Babe Ruth. Like, he Aaron Judge is doing in real time what we heard about as Yankee lore.
Mm-hmm.
Mantle, Gehrig, Ruth.
DiMaggio, yeah, for sure. Yep.
Judge is doing that on a regular basis.
I know. Now, we'll never really know. Is the game harder now? Was it harder then? I mean, you know, I think it's obviously got to be harder now because there's a greater pool of players, more countries. Like, there was no Japanese players. Forget about minorities.
Right.
Like, there were no Japanese ball players back in the 30s, right. 40s, 50s. They just weren't. And then, you know, the baseballs are different.
Right.
The equipment, there's still just, you know,
fewer teams,
we'll never know.
Parks
yeah,
now,
yeah. So well, yeah, smaller parks now, yeah, for sure. We'll never really know. So it's a waste of time trying to find out. Just appreciate the greatness. I think everybody does. And appreciate the evolution of Aaron Judge as a sophisticated all around ball player. He's not just a masher. The guy is, he's going to win the batting title, hitting probably 60 something home runs, 55, 60 home runs. He's ridiculous.
And he's, where is he ranked right now on Ribbies? Because I know he's not first.
He's 55. He's 55. And I also, you know, I know we're going to break here. Yeah. I need some resolution on that Yankee stuff. Like, that just can't sit out there.
That's a Volpe.
They can't do that again. I don't think they could do that again.
I think it's theirs now.
What do you mean theirs?
I think the caller called and said a caller had it. You took ownership of it. Now the Yankees just basically own it, I think. That's a Volpe.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.